Scripture says, don't be weary in well-doing. And you can get weary in praying. I mean, for 26 years, I've been coming to the prayer meeting. And I've sought, even when I wasn't an elder, I sought, I mean, Ruby can tell you, it was mandatory in our lives. Unless we were just wrought through and through with sickness of the severest kind, the prayer meeting was mandatory. Why? Because we were laying hold on the Lord. It was necessary. Brethren, don't become weary in this. You have to remember this, brethren. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And if there's anywhere the devil's going to try to wear us out, it's in our prayer. Because our prayers bring down his strongholds. And you know what? You can hear it whispered in your ear. It's best to stay home, get a lot of rest, be able to rise early in the morning, the kids get full rest, all that. Brethren, don't be deceived. Satan does not like praying churches. He loves it when the prayer meetings begin to diminish. Brethren, prayer unleashes the power of God and he knows it. Don't give in to this. I mean, if some of you are not showing forth a devotedness to corporate prayer, brethren, I call you, repent of that. Turn. Don't go down that path. And it can become easy. You justify it once, you justify it a second time, a fifth time. Well, the kids. Brethren, don't do that. Now, look, maybe there's some things we have to do. I mean, maybe our elders will be open. If there are things we can do with regards to our prayer meeting, I know we don't always start on time, whatever it is, but brethren, I'm telling you, do not forsake this. Because if you do, you're going the way that the early church did not go. Don't do this. You want to go down the path to ineffectiveness? You want to go down the path to weakness? Then don't pray. It's not good.